Test 6.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
So tell me, how did Kim react when she walked into the office?
She was shocked. She never expected we would throw her a farewell party.
What has probably happened with Kim?
Number 2.
I've really hit the roof.
What's happened?
I've just got back from the gas station. Gas prices are soaring.
You can say that again. I wonder if we're going to be able to turn the heating on this winter.
Why is the man infuriated?
Number 3.
Somebody has been having a good time. Trisha said she saw you coming out of the Coconut restaurant last night.
I was on a blind date.
So, how did it go?
He never showed up.
Well, his loss.
What happened to the woman?
Number 4.
We've been having quite a lot of customer complaints lately. I think the marketing department is not doing a good job.
Well, I don't know about that.
Don't know about you, but I think it's much simpler than that. It's our telephone system that's at fault.
You're both barking up the wrong tree there.
Why do you say that?
I believe the problem lies with the company's procedures for dealing with customers.
Who does the man believe is responsible for customer complaints?
Number 5.
You were planning to renovate, weren't you?
That's right.
Have you hired a renovator yet?
We'll do the renovation next year. Otherwise, we'd have to cut corners.
Why is the man having the renovation next year?
Number 6.
I saw your sister's husband downtown this morning. He was coming out of a jewelry store and he wasn't alone.
Stop beating around the bush. Mary has a right to know.
Are you going to tell her?
What is the man implying?
Number 7.
Good morning. I have a few questions about buying a bus ticket. First of all, do I need to buy one in advance?
Not necessarily. Just make sure you arrive at the terminal at least an hour before the scheduled departure time to buy your ticket. And keep in mind that seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. You're allowed 2 pieces of luggage. The handler can help you load them upon boarding, but retrieving them when you get off is your responsibility.
Thank you.
What must the man do according to the woman?
Number 8.
I'm not really sure how often you want me to check up on your cat while you're away, Mrs. Copperfield.
Every second day is fine. Just to make sure she has enough water. And it's better to use cold water.
And what about food?
Snow White is microchipped, and I have this automated pet feeder that exclusively opens for her and keeps food fresher. And I've added a second litter box, so you don't have to worry about that either. As for my mail, Gina is taking care of that.
What will the man do for Mrs. Copperfield? Number 9.
Sue and Nathan have finally decided to tie the knot in church this Saturday. Are you coming?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. They've been dating for like 7 years.
You know, I was the one who introduced them. We were in the same college.
Shouldn't you be one of the bridesmaids then?
No, Sue has asked her cousins. She has 5 of them.
What are Sue and Nathan doing on Saturday? Number 10.
You know what Grandpa's like. He loves to complain to anyone who'll listen.
I am sick and tired of this situation.
You just have to turn a deaf ear if you want to live in the same house with him.
What is the woman suggesting that the man do? Number 11.
Hello, I'd like some information about unemployment benefits.
Are you unemployed or do you work fewer hours?
I might get laid off. Does everyone who gets laid off get to collect unemployment?
No, some jobs are exempt.
How can I find out if I can collect?
Your employer can tell you if you have been paying into unemployment and now qualify to collect. If you are eligible, the amount depends on how much you earned. When you file, they will determine the amount.
What do we learn about the man? Number 12.
Okay, here's your check. It's for $43.99. You can pay me or at the register.
Right. And I have this $5 off coupon to use with that. So that should be $38.99.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can only use this coupon if you order one of our Jumbo Jack burger meals.
Serves me right. I should have remembered to read the fine print.
What is wrong with the coupon? Number 13.
Good morning, Dr. Perkins. May I come in?
Certainly, Susan. What can I do for you?
First of all, I'm sorry for missing your lecture last Tuesday, but I had a doctor's appointment. But basically, I wanted to speak to you about the next assignment, the one that's due on the 22nd. You see, I'm going to have a small operation. It's nothing serious, but I'll have to spend a few days in the hospital, and I don't think I can finish by that date.
No problem, Susan. Are you happy with a 10-day extension?
That's perfect, Dr. Perkins.
Only I want you to submit the hospital documents when you do the paperwork.
What problem is the student facing? Number 14.
Hello, Best Taco Restaurant.
Hello, I'd like to place a delivery order.
That's for 1230 Cypress Boulevard, right? And I'd like to inform you that we have a $20 minimum for delivery orders.
Okay, I'd like an order of spaghetti. No, chicken nuggets. I can't decide. Which one comes with a side dish?
There's no side dish for pasta, but you have a choice of salad or soup for the chicken.
That resolves the dilemma. I'll have the salad.
You're still $4 short. How about some dessert? I recommend the cinnamon apple pie or the fresh banana classic shake.
I'm allergic to banana, so it'll have to be the pie.
What did the man order?
Number 15.
Good evening. I want to report a stolen vehicle.
Was it your car, sir? Where and when was it stolen?
It was parked outside my apartment building. This morning it was gone. It's a 2020 red Chevrolet Sonic. The license plates are...
You put down this information on this form. Do you know the VIN number?
No, I don't. What are the chances that I'll recover it?
If it was stolen by some kids who wanted to take a joyride, chances are you'll get it back. But with professional thieves, that's a different story.
What do we learn about the man's car? Number 16.
I recently received a job transfer and I'm relocating, so I'm interested in selling my house and would like to know what is involved.
How old is your house?
We built it 12 years ago.
As you probably know, the market has fallen in the past year. People are more likely to make money if they have owned their house for quite a while. It's hard to say if you'll recover the money you paid for it, but on the bright side, whichever house you buy is going to cost you less.
I understand. So what is the next step?
I'll come down tomorrow to look at your property, and then you and I can figure out a contract.
What problem is the man facing? Number 17.
I'm swamped with work. I doubt I will be able to have a vacation.
As a manager, you need to learn to delegate. Only you have to provide explicit instructions and measurable goals, and require employees to report back to you with progress reports. This is the only way you can ensure they're on the right track.
Maybe you're right. I'll give it some thought.
According to the man, what should a manager do? Number 18.
I'm never going to that coffee house again.
What happened this time?
I walked in and went up to the counter to place my order. The lady at the counter was talking on her cell phone, so I just stood there and she couldn't have cared less.
I know what you mean. The other day she gave me the wrong order and she had the audacity to tell me that I had made a mistake in telling her my order.
Maybe we should call the manager and complain.
What is the man's complaint? Number 19.
Now that Sam has lost her job, we'll have to make it on my paycheck.
You're going to have to tighten your belts.
You're telling me.
What will the man have to do? Number 20.
Can I speak to Jeremy, please?
He's out at the moment. Can I take a message?
Just tell him to call me back. The name's Andrews.
Absolutely. He should be back by 4.
What is true of the woman? End of part 1.